He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is November 23rd, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're off to a mixed start here to start a holiday shortened week. Hey, I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure you are too. The Dow is down 30 points. Let's get the bad news out of the way right off the top here. We're down 30. We're at 17,793, but we had a very good week last week. We're up about 3.5% in the markets last week, U.S. markets, that is. We have the S&P now on the positive side, just slightly here, about a 30-cent rise in the S&P 500. We're at 2,089 on the S&P 500. We have the NASDAQ doing the best of all. It's up 8 points. That's 0.16%. We have the NASDAQ at 5,113 at or near all-time highs. And, boy, I see those big NASDAQ horsemen like Amazon and Google. I featured them again in my newsletter over the weekend. A couple of stocks that I own here. You have to own them this year, which continue to just break out and pound to new highs. Crude oil is not pounding the new highs, is it? $39.39. Oh, today only. $39.39 will get you a barrel of oil to take home. Free shipping. Gold is down 0.5% today to 1,071 as the commodity route continues. And we have the euro hitting a new seven-month low. At 106.41, time for a European vacation. I hear Paris hotels and Brussels hotels are cheap. The 10-year yield's at 2.27%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Obviously, this will be a holiday shortened week. The market will be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, closed on Thursday for Turkey Day. We'll watch Dallas and Carolina go at it. That ought to be a good game, the undefeated pair Panthers. I see my former bench coach here on the Padres, Dave Roberts, the new coach, new manager of the LA Dodgers. If he brings them a World Series, oh my gosh, that will be insult to injury here in San Diego. We had the Chargers also getting killed over the weekend. You know, they want to go to L.A. I think most of San Diego would help them pack their stuff this weekend. The market had a very good week last week, up about 3%. Either the market has accepted the fact that the Fed will hike interest rates. Let's just get it over with already. Pull the bandage off. I'm not going to look. I'll look out the window while you yank the bandage off, and we'll get it over with. Or it thinks that hopes beyond hope that maybe we won't raise interest rates with all of the turmoil in the world right now. But nevertheless, we had a very good week in the market last week and at or near new all-time highs on the NASDAQ. We're kind of not hitting new highs yet on the S&P and the Dow. I published my target prices for next year and a peek into 2017 in my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I want to talk about crude oil for just a minute here. $39.39. It looks like the Saudis are finally going to start cooperating with OPEC and maybe tighten the spigot a little bit. You know, it's the Saudis that opened up the gusher to drive oil prices down, to flood the world with oil in an attempt to put U.S. oil production, U.S. oil producers, U.S. frackers out of business. Those freaking frackers, they say. Well, they've succeeded in a lot of ways. They've also driven down the price of oil. They've cut off their nose despite their face. Doesn't help them to have $39.39 oil. But maybe we're putting in a bottom here, as it looks like the Saudis are ready to cooperate with OPEC. Something to keep in mind as it relates to the oil stocks. We have that big merger. It's an inversion. Boy, I can remember my first visit to New York City and looking up right next to Grand Central Station, a building that reached to the clouds, it seemed. And way up at the top, in big gold letters as you entered, it said Pfizer Corporation. Mega, big box drug stock. Well, it looks like they'll merge with Allergan. Of course, Allergan merged with, was it Watson Pharmaceutical? I can't remember who it was now that they merged with over in Ireland to get there in the first place. And now Pfizer, will the moving vans be showing up in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, and moving things to Ireland where there's cheaper tax rates? And I think they're going to catch a little hell from the government. I think the U.S. government's going to try to stop this whole thing. But nevertheless, Pfizer and Allergan, now you can get your Botox and your, what's the other one, Viagra, all from the same company, all right? Walmart, not only will they have Cyber Monday, darn it, they're going to have Cyber Sunday too. They're going to go after Amazon, which continues to hit new highs. A retailer of today, a best stock now, while Walmart continues to sink, nowhere near a best stock now for many moons now, many years now, but they're going to go after them, at least on Cyber Monday. They're going to get started on Cyber Sunday. You know, I don't like doing things on Sunday. That's just me, other than going to church like a good little boy. Belgium is on lockdown today. Like I said, if you're looking for a European vacation, you've got a cheap euro, and you've got some awfully cheap hotel prices in Paris and Brussels. It's a shame what's going on over there. Belgium in lockdown. I believe even their schools are closed today. The conservative wins the Argentina presidency. Argentina's a mess. You know what a mess it is? The corruption, the greed, the graft, the social programs. It's bankrupting the country. Their inflation rate is unbelievably high. Their currency continues to plunge. We're headed on that course, unless we turn things around here. Will the conservative beat the liberal down in Argentina, the socialist? The euro hits a new 7-month low. Well, you know what? The eurozone has some issues right now that aren't going to be resolved anytime soon. The Saudis, like I say, ready to cooperate with OPEC. Man, this is not good for Chipotle. We've got one in our building. I'm not going to Chipotle. E. coli spreads to the high population states now. It was all right when it was in Washington and Oregon, those states that don't have high populations. But when it starts spreading to California and New York and Ohio, and yet I believe, last time I looked, the stock was up here. CMG, Chipotle. Yeah, it's up $27 a share. Go figure there. But it has had quite a sell-off here recently. We have, there's one of my stocks, Tyson Foods. They beat earnings. Look at that breakout. Hey, I like that. Up $3.05. This is the anti-vegetarian stock. They produce beef, chicken, pork, all kinds of sausage, hot dogs, everything that's bad for you. Tyson Foods did not beat earnings, but they beat revenues, and they guided higher. They're out of Springdale, Arkansas. And the stock is exploding to the upside, up $3.05. That puts a smile on my face. I think I'll have a roast beef sandwich for lunch. Make mine with mayo. We've got, what else here? GameStop. Is that a stock of yesteryear? When's the last time you went to a GameStop? Apparently not recently. That stock is tanking today, down $5.75. Not a best stock now. Not one here on our list at Gunderson Capital. Cowan upgrades Constellation Brands. It's about time. Where have you been? Look at the breakout there. That's one that we've owned for quite some time. That's a vice stock. Everything in your neighbor's trash can this morning was probably a Constellation brand. All kinds of wines, beers, etc. And we've got, last of all, Jacob Engineering. They beat earnings by 3 cents. You know, that is an S&P 500 stock. We've also got Mallinckrodt, one of the craziest names out there. Can't they change their name to something a little more exciting than Mallinckrodt out of St. Louis? They beat by 7 cents. And they beat on revenues, a big drug company. Maybe they need to move to Ireland. I don't know. That stock's scraping the paint down at their lows, 52-week lows. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to look at the big picture of the market when we come back. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Beautiful San Diego, California. It's where we're broadcasting from today. High atop the financial center, the Morgan Stanley building. I hate to give them a plug, but we are in the financial building in San Diego on the 19th floor where I can see Mexico today. Tijuana, Rosarita Beach. I can see out to the Coronado Islands where we're still catching tuna. We're still catching yellowfin tuna this time of year. This is November 23rd. Thanksgiving is in 2 days. We're catching yellowfin tuna in what's been one of the strongest El Ninos, a warm current that pushes up from South America about every 7 or 8 years. And brings those exotic fish that we don't normally see up here, especially this late in the season. What am I doing sitting here when they're catching yellowfin tuna? 20 miles from where I sit at my desk, I could be out there in about 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. No, I've got a job to do here. You know, last week was a horrible week for the consumer discretionary stocks. We saw stocks of yesteryear like Macy's and Nordstrom's and JCPenney and Errol Postalley hitting the skids. Man, I'm telling you, the mall-based retailers got killed. And you might say, well, you know, it's the consumer. It's the consumer that's causing the problem. The consumer doesn't have any money anymore. Well, then why is Home Depot hitting a new high? Why is Lowe's hitting a new high? Why is L Brands hitting new highs? Why is TJ Maxx continuing in strong fashion? You see, and I pointed out once again the difference. You take a sector like the retail consumer discretionary sector, there's good stocks, there's mediocre stocks, and there's bad stocks. For whatever reason, 2 weeks ago, we saw all the really bad stocks report. And last week, we saw the good ones report. You say, well, why are some being able to keep up with the times and keep the people coming through the doors? You know, I went to Home Depot on Saturday, around one of the hottest time, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon. There was a line out the door, you know, buying a little of this and a little of that. Every time I go there, I find something to buy that I really don't need. And I stand in line, and they seem to be doing just fine. And I pass a lot of places like Wendy's and Del Taco, and there's nobody there. Nobody there. Well, it's management, you know. You've got to put out a good product. Right by the Home Depot is an In-N-Out Burger. I said to my wife, you want to stop getting an In-N-Out Burger? The line was about 25 cars deep at 4:30 in the afternoon. There's people with iPads standing out there with yellow coats on, taking your order, trying to expedite things. There's no way. And yet the place, the drive-thru next door was empty. One car. They get the overflow. The guy that says, I'm not waiting in line for one of those. I'll just have one of these. Well, there's a big difference between one of those and one of these. That's why one has a line. It comes down to management, doesn't it? Management makes a big difference. Well, here we are. We have 5 weeks left in the year. That's it. 5 weeks left in the year. I hope you're starting your shopping for grandkids, kids, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, siblings, whatever, cousins, because it's fast approaching. And if all is said and done, as we sit right now, you know, the Dow began the year at 17,823. You know where it closed on Friday? 17,823. It's up 0% for the year. Now, the Dow are the great big stocks. Underneath the surface, the market has done a lot worse than that here in 2016-15. And pretty soon we'll be flipping the page onto a new year of the calendar. This year we had flat earnings. Therefore, we had a flat market. If we had flat earnings this year, it only makes sense that we need to look ahead to next year. Will earnings be flat again? Will they be less? Or will they be more? What are the expectations? The market is going to trade on expectations. Well, I did my numbers over the weekend. Actually, I did them late last week. Came up, sharpened my pencil. here's where we should end this year. But more importantly, let's start looking ahead to next year, which I've been doing for the last month or two. We got to start looking ahead to 2016 because that's what the market is doing right now. Obviously, we've seen a nice bounce in the market here recently. It's looking ahead to next year. It must like what it sees. Should it like what it sees, or should it be shaking in its boots? Well, we'll go through the earnings estimates for next year. We'll take a look at the asset classes as we stand right now. We know what they've done this year. It's been a horrible year to be in the emerging markets. They're down about 13% this year. It's been a horrible year to be in commodities. Oil's down another 27% this year. Gold's down 9%. You haven't made any money in the bond market. The long bond down 4.5% this year. You haven't made any money in the stock market, the Dow. Exactly where it began last year. Right on the number as of last Friday. So it's been a very, very difficult year. Many hedge funds down anywhere from 15 to 20%. Aggressive growth has been very poor place to be this year. The only hiding place has been Amazon and Google and Facebook this year. But we can pretty much start to put a wrap on 2015, and we can start looking ahead to next year. Do you think the emerging markets maybe are poised to re-emerge and be a leading asset class in 2016 after being one of the worst ones this year? What about commodities? Have they scraped bottom now? Can we make some money in coal and steel and nickel and silver and copper and gold, all that shines? Or will the U.S. stock market continue to be the best place? What about the bond market? Interest rates, 2.26, something like that. Where will we end next year? Will we go back down to 1.5? If we do that, it'd be a good year for bonds. If we go up to 3 or over 3, it'll be a very poor year for bonds. So we're looking ahead now. We're ready to just draw a line through this past year. It has been a very poor year for investors in almost every asset class. And no matter what mix you used, 50-50 bond stock, 60-30 bond stock, emerging markets the other 10, throw in some precious metals. Nothing, no matter what formula you put together this past year, other than large cap U.S. stocks, that's been my best performing portfolio here. That's the one I call my premier growth portfolio with large cap companies. That's been my best performing one. But, of course, this year's almost over. We need to start looking ahead. We absolutely need to look ahead to 2016, and that's what we'll do in the second half of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Big Picture Monday. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look before we get to the forecast for next year and the earnings for next year on the S&P 500. Let's take a look at the current ranking of the asset classes. I can't tell you how important this is. I mean, how important has it been to be out of the emerging markets for the last several years? How important has it been to be out of precious metals for the last several years? And how important has it been instead to be focused on U.S. stocks for the last several years? Well, that continues to be the best place to be. As I look at the top 10 out of 34 asset classes, I still see 10 out of 10 being U.S. related. The best place to invest is still right here in the U.S., whether it's the NASDAQ, Well, you see what Amazon, Google, Facebook are doing, whether it's large cap growth. In fact, that's been the best place here in 2015. 2 years ago, it was polar opposite. It was small caps. This year, it's been more large cap stocks leading the hit parade. Mid-cap U.S. stocks, whether they be value, whether they be growth, momentum-type stocks starting to come on again. But the key takeaway is, of the asset classes that we have to choose from, foreign stocks, bonds, precious metals, cash, U.S. stocks are the only asset class that I continue to own. I have no exposure to the emerging markets. I have no exposure to the bond market. I have no exposure to precious metals. I own U.S. stocks. That's where I'm focused. The bad asset classes to continue to avoid are the emerging markets. I mean, look what's going on overseas. You want to invest in Europe right now? You want to invest in Latin America right now? You want to invest in Asia right now? China, there's problems there. We still have a very strong dollar, and that's hurting the commodities. In fact, the commodity rout continues. And as far as the bond market goes, well, you know, we're almost assured of an interest rate hike here, either in December or January. And it just seems to me that interest rates are going to continue to tick higher. That is not a good environment for the bond market. You don't want to have the wind in your face. It's better to have the wind at your back. And I continue to say, even though, you know, it could be better, the U.S. economy could be a whole lot better if we had a more accommodative policy from our leaders than this anti-business, sue them and sue them over there and regulate this and regulate that and let's fine them and collect money from them and shut them down. I mean, it's a horrible environment. It's stifling our economy. It's holding it back. And yes, I know, okay, we're growing 1.5%, 2%, but it could be a whole lot better than that. Having said that, we're the cleanest shirt in the laundry. The U.S. markets continue to grow at a very slow, tepid pace. My asset allocation continues to be U.S. stocks, about 80% now, and about 20% cash. And I'm looking to put that other 20% to work. I'm very methodical. I'm very patient. I'm very particular. I think I bought one stock last week. And I look at hundreds every single day. I've already run them through my numeric process, my mathematical process, then I run them through the brain, the eyes, the visual, whether it's the right time or not. And I think I found one all last week. But the bottom line is my asset allocation continues to be U.S. stocks. I don't own anything else. I don't have any hedges, no inverse funds. I had a few there for a while. You say, well, didn't you waste your money? Well, it's like buying trip insurance, isn't it? Well, I didn't have to use it. That was a waste of money. That life insurance is a waste of money. I didn't die. Why did I waste my money on life insurance? Well, you know what? Every once in a while, you got to put in a little bit of insurance just in case, because it looked like we could have turned the corner on this 6.5-year-old bull market a few months ago. We didn't. We were saved by the bell. We were saved by earnings of America's great companies. As it relates to the sectors in the market. Okay, Bill, U.S. stocks, you say, continue to be the best place to be. Point me in the right direction. Well, the internet stocks continue to do well. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a genius to figure out that the internet sector continues to beat the mall sector. The biotech stocks, I mean, they're not red hot, but that's still one of the great frontiers, isn't it? And over the next several years, we see all these people walking for this, cancer this, and multiple sclerosis that, and muscular dystrophy telethon this, and You know, the biotech stocks continue to be out there on the frontier. The banking sector is pretty good right now. I have some exposure there. The banking sector likes rising interest rates. The pharmaceutical sector, the drug stocks continue to lead. And of course, technology in general, whether it's software, whether it's semiconductors, let's call it the growth sectors. And the last area that I would say, think of the word safe. The stocks that keep you safe. Lots of those. Companies working on chemical warfare drugs, you know? Is there what's the word I'm looking for? Is there some kind of shot that we can get that would protect us from this? Well, there's companies working on that. I own one in my trading account that's breaking out today. It's up a dollar and it's breaking out to new highs, $38.38. It's on that frontier. Look at the defense stocks, how well they're doing, hitting new highs, Raytheon, Lockheed. Obviously, keeping us safe is a big thing right now, isn't it? That has risen to the top of everybody's minds once again. We don't want to have what happened in Paris happen here. And we look to these companies and hopefully our government to keep us safe. And to some extent, the consumer discretionary sector, as long as you're on the right side of the street. I wouldn't shop in the mall. Instead, I would look at the regional shopping centers on your way home where you find the Home Depots of the world, the Lowe's of the world, the TJ Maxx's of the world, instead of the big box mega malls. Those are the leading sectors in the market right now. And the sectors to avoid, the solar stocks, the mining stocks, natural gas, the shipping stocks, gold miners, European financials, hard assets. These are the areas of the market to continue to avoid. That's all so very, very important. Now, we know that earnings have been growing in the U.S. when we look at the S&P 500 companies for the last 6.5 years. It began in 2009 when earnings bottomed for the S&P 500. When earnings bottomed, the market bottomed. And earnings have been increasing ever since that point in time. And as long as earnings continue to increase, the market's going to continue to go up. And it has been going up for 6.5 years now until we hit the skids this year. Why? Because earnings leveled off. Now we have to look ahead to next year. What is going to happen next year? Well, we go on expectations. This earnings season has now come to an end. We have about 10 stocks left in the S&P 500 to report. That's it. 75% of the companies have beat earnings estimates. It's been a much, much better earnings season than we ever could have imagined. And that has boosted this quarter. We beat, as an S&P 500, earnings by quite a wide margin. And now we look ahead for the end of the year. We're now in the fourth quarter. We have 5 weeks left, and the companies will then close their books for the year. What are earnings for the end of the year, this year, 2015? Where should we come in? It looks like right now we're going to be about right even, maybe just a little bit higher than last year. And that's why we've seen such a difficult market. It's all about next year. When we come back, give you my updated numbers on the S&P 500 and target prices, and we'll even open up the curtain and peek behind it into 2017. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Woo!
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about Pfizer and Allergan getting together over in Ireland, trying to keep taxes low. We'll see whether or not the U.S. government's going to allow that one. Walmart going to go after Amazon. They're going to have Cyber Sunday and Cyber Monday. They're going to get a head start. Why don't they just start today? Why don't they have Cyber Monday? Go through the whole week. As I sit here comes an aircraft carrier into our harbor. Seems to me like it should be leaving our harbor, headed for Syria, but no, it's coming back in to our harbor. It's been sitting here, a couple of them been sitting here for months. I don't know what they're doing here. Belgium is on lockdown, meanwhile. We have a shortened week, obviously, this week in the market. The conservative wins in Argentina. The euro hits a seven-month low. The commodity route deepens. Be over at some point. The Saudis are finally starting to tighten the spigot just a little bit as oil goes to $39.39. And E. coli continues to spread. It's being provided by our friends at Chipotle. And it's now spread to California, New York, Ohio. But the stock up $13 a share today. All right, let's get right to the bottom line here. Earnings have been growing since 2009. Earnings leveled off this year. The market leveled off this year. We now have a pretty good look into 2016. There's 500 companies that make up that index that we all watch, the S&P 500, which is around almost 2,100 these days. And as we take a look at the estimates for this year so far, they've almost all reported three quarters of the year. They're now finishing up their fourth quarter, five more weeks, and then they'll start reporting. We'll start on a new year. As of right now, it looks like we're going to make about $118 per share in earnings this year, which is pretty much where we were last year. And that's why we've seen no progress this year in the market. It's been a very difficult year in the market, and we've seen earnings recessions over the last two, three quarters. Having said that, it's looking pretty good for next year. We're looking for, right now, $128.50. That's kind of the consensus. That's my numbers. I've seen a few people higher. I've seen Goldman Sachs clear down at 120, but the consensus is in the high 120s. That would be 8%, 9% higher than this year. And if we can do that, we should have a pretty good year in the market. 128.50 is where I'm at. Now, what kind of a multiple are we going to apply? Well, we know that the long-term average has been about 16. Some say 14.5. I'm more in the 16 area, especially with an accommodative Fed, a very accommodative Fed. In fact, I think we're going to continue to see a premium multiple on the S&P 500 because there's not a lot of choices out there right now. You're seeing multiples shrink elsewhere, European markets, emerging markets, commodities, bond market, and therefore the market continues to be about the only game in town. Therefore, it can continue to support a premium multiple. I'm back up to 17 multiple times 128.50. I get a 2,200 to 2,300 target price, which gives us 5 to 10% upside potential. I'm still bullish on the stock market. I grew cautious here recently, but I never flipped. I never said the bull is over. It came close, very close. But instead, the earnings of the S&P 500 companies saved the day. And now we're getting just a very, very early glimpse into 2017. And obviously, there's a lot of things that can impact that. Don't go to the bank on this, but the numbers right now are right around 144, which would be another nice slug of growth. And therefore, in 2017, I have a 2,400 target price. Those are the expectations that the market will trade on for now. And that's what I'm basing my investments on right now. My appetite for risk is there. I have no hedges in place. I'm 80% invested. I'm shopping in the U.S. markets. I'm not shopping overseas. And I'm shopping in those aisles that I mentioned earlier, the leading sectors in the market. I've been bullish for over 6.5 years. In March of this coming year, we'll hit our 7-year anniversary of this current bull market. Will we make it? Well, we'll take it a week at a time. But as of right now, the U.S. stock market continues to be the best game in town. If you're a growth investor, if you're an income investor, I also believe that the U.S. stock market is the best game in town. Dividend paying stocks, because I think interest rates pose a risk to the bond market. To go through my newsletter and to get my weekly updates on the market and my favorite stocks, best stocks now, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. We have a conservative growth account here that we call Premier Growth. Starting January 1st, we're combining, merging the aggressive and moderate into what we're going to call the Ultra Growth, a little bit more aggressive than the Premier Growth. We have our growth and income account, which I think is the place to be as opposed to the bond market. And lastly, we're merging our mutual fund and our ETF account and calling it Best Funds now. Those are the four offerings that we have here at Gunderson Capital Management as it relates to your investment dollars and growth going forward. To get information on our money management practice here at Gunderson Capital Management, we do things a little bit differently. We're not asset allocators, and we don't believe in being 100% invested all the time. We're not indexers, and we're not buy and holders. But I've been bullish on the market for over 6.5 years. I've been cautious a few times. Nothing wrong with that. We have fire drills from time to time. Better be ready, because there's going to be another bear market out there somewhere. Anyways, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. We're preparing some nice brochures on the four portfolios that we offer. And in addition to that, we have the weekly newsletter. I have a lot of subscribers to my newsletter. Our clients get it as part of the deal. You can sign up at GundersonCapital.com. And lastly, obviously, is the app, which can point you in the right direction. It's the compass of the market. BestStocksNowApp.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.